Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones, your wartime broadcaster. As we blast out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and now on WWCR, Global Shortwave, the first 2 hours of the show at 94.75, and the last 2 hours of the show, 10 to midnight at night, because we're back from 9 to midnight, at 32.10, and we'll get that third hour for the daytime and that first hour for the nighttime here in the near future. I'm getting a lot of people saying, hey, we want more shortwave. Well, we're looking for it, folks. There is so much news and information here in front of me, and we've got another huge broadcast lined up for you today. What do John Forbes Kerry and George Walker Bush have in common? Not just that they're cousins or members of the same hereditary death cult, but they're also going to vote, going to support the assault weapons ban, which the pro-gun groups have supposedly told us wasn't going to pass. Well, now they're saying it's probably going to pass. Well, yeah, I mean, everything else socialist and evil is happening, so why not this? Senators set to vote on extending gun ban, and it says Senator John Edwards of North Carolina and Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts plan to take a break from the campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination to vote to extend the ban, and Bush has said he will sign it, even if it has a gun show shutdown provision, even if it has a armor-plated or any type of full-metal jacket ammo could be banned and give you life in prison if you have it during the commission of any crime. And that means you commit the crime having the illegal gun, and, oh, it has the illegal bullets, so life in prison. That's what the NRA head is calling for, life in prison, new gun laws. You know, it's very conservative. I'm very liberal because I'm against it. I mean, this is so sick. We've got the NRA blowing the North Dakota law that would have had Vermont concealed carry style, right to carry. They said, no, we want registration. That was in the news, in the Associated Press. We have them just blowing gun cases everywhere on purpose. Benedict Arnold's, but you love them, so just keep it up. We're going to lose everything we've got. Just tune in to Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Laura Ingraham, and they'll tell you how evil the Democrats are, but how good Bush is. And, of course, the Democrats are evil, and we know that, un-American trash. But they'll tell you Bush is good, and you'll believe it, and go down with the ship. So just go ahead. Just enjoy yourselves. We're losing everything. Arizona Republic reporting that the troops are going to take over one of their cities, and says prepare for them within your neighborhoods and helicopters in the skies. And, yeah, there's going to be some checkpoints, but it's all part of preparing us. We'll get to that article. Also, they're going to go door-to-door demanding blood samples in Canada. That's from Canadian television, CTV, Canada. And, well, it's, again, for your freedom. Also, Bush backs new terrorism TV series, Department of Homeland Security. The White House has actually publicly gotten behind this show, all part of the running man-style media we now have. Blast kills 125 at Iraq Shiite shrines. In Iraq, very serious. Report Saddam's wife says Uday Kuzey still alive as Saddam's daughter gets his letter. And everybody's debating whether or not the new money in the U.S. and Europe has RFIDs in it. They have had RFIDs in them for years. They're just putting newer, more sophisticated ones in there and announcing they're going to do it. So I'll address that, and Paul Watson's brother, and I believe this is on PrisonPlanet.com. I know I saw the photos last night, stuck some Euros he had in the microwave, and in the same spot they exploded because they have an RFID in them. And by the way, that's been admitted now, but and we'll go back over that. And I'm set to do my experiment this evening of videotaping the $20 bills in the microwave with the tracker chips. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, my friends, it is Tuesday, the second day of March 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And I do this little broadcast Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. And we're going to take your calls, wide open phones today. We do have one guest coming on the show for about 15 minutes to discuss the police state and the public schools. But other than that, we're just going to have a total news blitz overload. And your calls, the toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Some good news first. Yesterday, I gave you the numbers, $80-plus million, that had been released midday Sunday. Well, as of yesterday, the Passion of the Christ had made $127 million, and that was just domestically here in the United States. It's yet to begin opening around the world. So it's in the top five movies ever right now for gross, and I think that's wonderful, and it's on trend to make $300 million domestically and another $300 million, they're saying, internationally. So $600 million on a $45 million investment, $30 million to make it, $15 million to promote it. I'd say that, again, the truth sells, and the people want something wholesome and uplifting, and that's exactly what the film is. So I couldn't be happier for Mel Gibson and his crew. And he says he's going to make more biblical films, and I'll be first in line. I saw The Passion when it opened after I got off the air last Wednesday, and I'm going to go in a few weeks. If I can contain myself, I'll probably go earlier when there's not 15 crying babies in the movie theater. That's why America's degenerating. I do have to say this. I can hardly go see any film, Open Range or The Passion of the Christ or any of the last few films I've seen. Paycheck, I saw that. I'm a big fan of Philip K. Dick, a sci-fi writer. I mean, it doesn't matter what movie you go to. There will be 5 to 20 crying infants. And I mean, who does that? Just a few years ago, people didn't do that. We really are degenerating in this country. I mean, that's just an example. I mean, women look at me like I'm weird when I open doors for them at restaurants or at the shopping mall. You know, older women don't, but young ones think you're hitting on them or something. Ooh, you're opening a door for me. Well, I'm sorry, my mama taught me to do that. You know, it's I'm not even that polite or nice of a person. You know, I got my own problems. I'm pretty aggressive. It's just I sit there in movies, and I can never have suspended disbelief because, you know, mainly the third world populations are here, and then they just think you bring babies to movies. You know, it's so I might as well just, you know, move to China or move to, you know, Venezuela or something. I don't understand it. Okay, side issue. I know it's annoyed you. I'm just a big movie fan, and I can't enjoy them because of you know who you are. You're out there, and shame on you. Okay, I got really earth-shattering stuff to talk about here, and I don't know why I just went off into all that, but that's how my brain works. Senators set to vote on extending gun ban. New York Times on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com. Senators pushing to renew a 10-year ban on military-style assault weapons showcased their backing for law enforcement officials on Monday as the Senate headed towards a series of politically charged votes on gun issues. In major polls, 92%, the last big poll, mainstream poll, of law enforcement is against gun control. But, oh, yes, the CIA police chiefs, most of them are now publicly CIA officers. It's now public. It was always going on since the 60s, but now it's public. Been in a lot of the papers that they're CIA liaisons. Oh, yeah, they stand up there, federal pimps, and say they want to disarm us, and cameras are good in our neighborhoods, and microphones are good, and thumb scanning us is good, and lots of private prisons is good, and we'll all have jobs in the prison soon as inmates or as as guards. So senators on both sides of the fight said they expected a close vote on Tuesday on whether to maintain the ban, which is scheduled to expire in September. The ban is being considered as part of legislation granting gun manufacturers and distributors immunity from civil lawsuits arising from gun crimes. So this is a great new system for them. When Bush signs, he'll go, well, I support the, you know, the immunity for the gun manufacturers. And, hell, I said I'd sign the assault weapons ban, and yeah, it had a bunch of added stuff, 80-plus new guns banned and ammo banned and all this, but shutting down the gun shows. Can't sell a gun to your neighbor, you know, private sales ending that. But the NRA is going to say, well, this is a great piece of legislation. NRA, by the way, is supporting it, and that's official. We have the video of it from C-SPAN. But again, I'm very liberal and evil because I'm against this. I understand. Just listen to Laura Ingraham. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep. You know, listen to your communist. With the outcome uncertain on the assault weapons ban and other gun issues, Senator John Edwards of North Carolina and Senator John Kerry, conservatives, I'm a liberal, of Massachusetts plan to take a break from the campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination to vote to extend the ban because they're conservatives. And anticipating a tie vote, Senator Charles E. Schumer, Democrat of New York, and a backer of the ban, another conservative, I'm a liberal, wrote to Vice President Dick Cheney, another conservative, to urge him to support the ban should he be called on to break the deadlock. Well, he's already said he will do it. I mean, I'm just, you're very conservative out there, aren't you? Just keep listening to Limbaugh and Maybe take some Oxycontin along with him, and we can all get rid of the borders and get rid of the jobs, and NAFTA and GATT's good, and, you know, and all this garbage. So just keep it up. So that's the article. It's more of it there if you want to read it. Toll-free number to join us on air again, folks, is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. Here's an article, Arizona Republic. Marines in Valley to train for urban war. During the first half of March, military helicopters will be buzzing the valley, and Marines will be running around some neighborhoods in full combat attire. It won't be World War III or a Homeland Security crisis. Oh, not yet. It will be the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit out of Camp Pendleton, California, turning up its urban warfare techniques. Yeah, I've been to these. They have role players. I'm an American. Don't put me in the camp. Where did you get the gun? Who's your mayor? Willie Brown. You know, it's all domestic. And we got a colonel, Colonel Love, admitting it's for you and your family. It's Police Day 2000. Marine Gunnery Sergeant Chago Zapatata said the exercise will be part of a six-month training program the unit must complete before being deployed to the Western Pacific and Arabian Gulf regions. He said the locations where the action will occur can't be released for security reasons. Oh, yes, exactly. Domestically, the troops are doing things you can't know. It's like when they had foreign troops burning buildings in downtown Kingsville, Texas, black helicopters, and we got video of it in Police Day 2000. The police chief says, well, we can't tell people beforehand for security. And I go, oh, but the foreign troops can come along, but the American people can't know. So old people have to have heart attacks at the nursing home next door because of you. But Marines will go door-to-door talking to Valley residents and handing out flyers in affected neighborhoods before they begin their exercises. That's the lie. I've been all over the country, okay, and you've seen the films. We've got the news articles posted, WorldNet Daily, Associated Press, you name it. Generally about the minute of the attack. I mean, as the helicopters hit, they'll covertly lease a building, blow it up in front of everyone to psychologically condition you so when they do it for real, you'll accept it. This is all admitted RAND Corporation program, mind control program, conditioning program, acclimation program, desensitization program, integration program, normalization program that they're running on us, to use some of their terms for you. And they'll run around and just throw a few flyers up on some houses as the attack begins or seconds before. So but don't worry, get you used to the troops. We're just here to run a drill, man. Stay in your house. Oh, they also say that. The police will threaten to arrest you. Once it starts, the police block roads off. Women beg and plead. That was in the BBC a few months ago. They had troops from the Eastern Bloc, Ukraine and Czech Republic, and the families got quite upset. The BBC said to be have their daughters and sons pulled out at gunpoint with foreign troops screaming at them. But the government apologized, said we'll be more careful next time when they shut down part of northern Scotland. But again, everything's fine here. Just getting you ready for the fun. You know, the top generals say, Tommy Franks and Eberhardt say, we're going to martial law here real soon. It's a good thing. So just get ready for that. It's just sick, folks. It's just totally sick. Marine Gunnery Sergeant Chago Zapata said the exercise will be part of a six-month training program. He said the locations where the action will occur can't be released for security reasons, but Marines will go door-to-door, taking to Valley residents, talking to Valley residents, and handing out flyers in affected neighborhoods before they begin their exercises. There's going to be some training going on and things residents don't usually see, like helicopters flying around and Marines in camouflage uniforms, although they won't see them in the streets all the time. Oh, no, they're usually in plain clothes, aren't they? He said, as part of the training, Marine helicopter pilots will practice urban flying and navigation techniques. Very dangerous. A bunch of them died a few years ago out in Arizona, out by Tucson. What was it, 25 of them? But, hey, it's all right. If they crashed like they did in Houston, they'll just cover up people that died and when the helicopter hit the skyscraper. I don't know, that was in 98, by the way. As part of the training, Marine helicopter pilots will practice urban flying and navigation techniques. Using routes and altitudes approved by the Federal Aviation Administration, everything's fine. The Marines will also coordinate their activities with federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies. It's good to get the police coordinating, and what it's all about. The gunnery sergeant stressed that the training isn't being done in response to any threat to the region. It pretty much involves the global war on terror, he said. That's what we'll be supporting. Ha ha, sure. Thanks to us, you're having to now lie about it. A few years ago, you'd admit it.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Later, I'll get into the situation in Haiti. It's clear, I spent hours researching this, plus just the video of the liberation forces with their brand new M16s. It is confirmed they did kidnap the president of Haiti, the elected president. Colin Powell is a big fat liar, as usual, as if we needed any more examples of that, saying the truth is we rescued him. The truth is he wanted our help. That's the truth. He had to tell you, that's the truth. Okay. And the weapons of mass destruction, right, and the fake news articles you have planted in the media. So we'll get into that. More destabilization, more globalism. and we'll get into just a ton of other news. I said wide open phones here on the show. Barney in Maryland. Barney, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing good, if you'll turn your radio off.
I got it off now.
Okay, what's on your mind?
3 points. First, when the criminals are running the world, they don't arrest you for breaking the law. They arrest you for trying to enforce the law. Casey, head of Ranch Rescue, is an example. Second, I've heard that there is a plan afoot to replace nearly 100,000 troops in Iraq all at once.
Well, they're rotating them in and out right now. They've already done about a third of the troop rotation.
Well, they came on one of the programs with that. But at any rate, have you ever heard of a time in history when they pulled all the coordinated combat troops off the line and replaced them with green troops? And third, the question now is, when is the climax of this crisis supposed to occur? When we have diverted troops to Haiti? When the troops have been vaccinated? When the new troops have been shipped out? When the economy collapses, or all of the above?
Well, thanks to mind control, a yuppie can be living in a cardboard box, and if they tell them that the economy's doing well, they will believe it. You could have smoking ruins of cities, and if they told them that the economy was doing well, they would believe it. You know, they tell the yuppies that open borders is good and getting rid of our jobs is good and having millions of prison laborers working for 20 cents an hour is good. They believe it. So to a yuppie, as long as they are doing okay, doesn't matter if half the houses are for sale on their block, they still believe the propaganda. So I just see things getting worse and worse and worse, and the government saying how wonderful everything is, and, you know, hamburger jobs or manufacturing, so we've added 4 million manufacturing jobs, and more NAFTA and GATT is good, and, I mean, that's what I see happening, and more terror attacks, and more troops on the streets, and, you know, more mandatory law enforcement classes in all the public schools, and, you know, writing dossiers on mommy and daddy and thumb scanning to get your lunch and cameras in the bathrooms. I mean, microchips and all the products. I mean, this is the new freedom. Thanks for the call, Barney. And they'll just call it freedom, you know, and everybody will think it's normal because the dramas and the sitcoms are all about torture and secret arrest and world government. And anybody that talks about communism is, you know, crazy or a Nazi. You know, it's just all... This is the new mindset, just everywhere, bathed in evil. Michael in Kentucky. Michael, go ahead.
Part of freedom from fear that I think, FDR talked about as one of the four freedoms to sell everybody on the United Nations, freedom from war, freedom from fear.
From poverty. We're going to put you in a pen and feed you like a pet squirrel, and this is freedom.
FDA-approved hormone-treated chicken or something. A chicken in every pot. I'm kind of at a fork in the roads right now today on this digital mugshot situation, and I think a lot of folks would like to know how in the world you're dealing with that and able to still use the roads. I think I've seen some of your videos. You're driving or something. I guess.
Okay, for those that don't know what you're thinking about, you're talking about the national, international mandated biometric driver's license.
Yeah, the PMV, Drivers License Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators or whatever, the Highway Safety Desk book that's been in the works since at least 1995. And I think you've covered the Army War College theories from the early 90s, even, I guess, when they started implementing their MARC card, the Multi-Technology Automated Reader card, which is basically what we all have. What I'm wondering is, you personally, how are you, I know you've said, on occasion that a lot of the officers know you and they just wave you on when you go through a checkpoint or something like that. I've known local people around here that are volunteer firefighters or whatever that happens to, but I've never been quite that lucky.
Well, let me answer your question when we get back. Thanks for the call, Michael, about the driver's license. And I got a bunch of news articles on that today, by the way, so that'll be a nice tie-in when we get back to the world ID card. It's all the same parameters, the same setup, and we'll go over that. Same infrastructure, same architecture. It's a global ID card that's in your back pocket right now. You already have it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm always honest with my audience, and I've actually talked about this before on air. Michael in Kentucky called in and he said, you know, I've seen your video. He's mentioning America Destroyed by Design. And the last 20 minutes of that two-hour, five-minute film is where I go into the DMV in 1997 with over 100 protesters. And when we announced we were coming peaceably, they had, I don't know, about 50 state police there. And I went in and started basically preaching at the state police. And there's video of all this, and pointed out that it's part of the NCIC, a global ID card for a national sales tax control system with tracker chips, and I go over the plans to start a national DNA database. I hold up the executive orders. I hand out the executive order from the federal website. And I was then, subsequently, the head spokesman for the DPS for the whole state showed up and ordered me arrested. They said they weren't going to arrest me, but he ordered it. And then from 97 until last year, for 6 years, I didn't have a driver's license, so I was there to renew it. And I was able to get on airplanes with the old, out-of-date driver's license. I was able to do things. And then after 9/11, which they engineered to unify this control grid, I couldn't. And so I was actually, you know, it's like I'm a rebel inside the system. You know, why not have the multi-pass in the running man, you know, my cadre pass to be able to, you know, Mad Dog Ben Richards, be able to travel around here in the free society. So I went in, and actually after 6 years, I had to retake the driver's test and everything when you've been expired that long. And so I have a world ID card in my back pocket. You know, there's all these articles, you know, are they putting RFID in? Are they giving us a national ID card? Ooh, how are we going to fight it? They're masters at mislabeling things. RFID has been in products for 5 years. It's just more of a more ancient technology, larger. Now they're down to, you know, five RFIDs of the size of a grain of sand. They're getting even smaller and more powerful. So people are having debates, you know, is that an RFID in the money? You know, because they put money in the microwave and it caught on fire. That's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Euro notes, they put that in a microwave and they caught on fire, you know, in the same little point in the middle where the RFID tag is. And people are saying, is it true? Is it? Is Staples putting it in their stores? Is Walmart? Is Target? They've said they are. They've said they've done it. It's in your clothes, it's in your shoes, it's in your Gillette razors. They got face scanning cameras. It's a control grid, okay? I mean, it's everything you do. Your television, if you have digital cable, has a microphone and is audibly listening to you. If NSA wants to, your OnStar's doing it, your cell phone's doing it, even when it's turned off. I mean, we're in maximum tyranny here. And people are still saying, look, 2 years ago, the UN, they passed the treaties, the U.S. signed on, standardized world ID card. It's all in a big database. It was already set up in the 80s, but now it's standardized in Brussels, Belgium. It's a world ID card. 42 states have had it in for at least the last 2 years. Texas had it 9 years ago put in place. The other eight, last time I checked, were signing on to it. All the territories already have it. The children are being trained on it to get on the bus, to get their school lunches, to live their lives. I mean, it's already here. So we're going to be having debates about national ID cards when we already have the world ID card in our back pocket. Now the implementation of it begins, where to pay for anything, you're going to have a national sales tax. That's the excuse where you have to swipe your card or biometrically thumb scan even to pay cash. And then there's a history of what your cash has done. Going back over 1,000 transactions can be stored on the new money. That's from the Federal Reserve in 1999. They put that out on their website. They're going to now devalue your money if you don't keep it in the bank off the RFID tracker chips. The new money has three chips, they admit to. The money, the redesign in 98, only had one tracker strip, a primitive RFID in it. So we're all sitting around debating and I've got to write more articles. I've got to explain this to people. And I'm not even that smart. That's what scares me. But the average, even, you know, patriots and researchers haven't gotten it yet. Don't realize. I mean, the corporate minutes last year of Ridge and the Pentagon and the Fortune 500 meeting and going, we will run over the opposition. They will submit. They're passive. 78% of them are against it, but it doesn't matter. We'll just force it on them. We will bring submission. You know, they're using terms like this. And with your new national sales tax, you'll be taxed, you'll be traced, you'll be punished, you'll be everything. And when you're not a good globalist, suddenly your ID doesn't work. There's an arrest put into the face scanning camera database, going in all the grocery stores, going in all the banks, going in all the street corners, small towns. I mean, this is hell on earth, people. And so, Michael, you know, asked about what do we do about this? Well, we try to educate people. You know, they say they're doing all this biometric stuff because of 9/11. It was already being set up in most states. It was in 38 states before 9/11. Four more have implemented. Now the other eight are implementing. So, you know, if your preachers didn't think it was great, if Pat Robertson wasn't saying microchips are good on his show, oh, I don't think the implantable chip's bad, you know, that type of garbage, we wouldn't be putting up with this. But people say, oh, the end's near, we're about to get raptured, Martha. happen. And when it doesn't happen, they'll go, well, I guess it's of the Lord. We've got to render unto Caesar. And, oh, look, Jesus came back. He's our world leader. He's on the throne. I mean, that's what they're setting up to do, folks. And they thought it was the rapture in Rwanda in 94. They thought it was the rapture in Nazi Germany. It's always the rapture. And do I believe the Bible? I believe, yes, but I believe we're told to fight evil and stand up against it. And so just keep copping out. And when you don't get raptured, well, I guess the chip isn't bad. Pat Robertson says so. I guess forced abortion in China isn't too bad. He says it's okay now. And every time I mention that, I get emails. How dare you talk about Pat Robertson? I'll email him back. Well, he did say that. Well, yes, he did, but, you know, he's still good. And, well, okay, just be for the baby killing. I'm liberal because I'm against it. I understand. I'm against the gun assault weapons ban. I'm liberal. I've got how stupid you are. Okay, I understand it. I understand that you're a liberal and didn't even know it. And for the spineless, mindless, useful idiot leftists out there to think big government's the answer and everything you've been part of, you're run by the big banks. You're run by the elite corporations. You're the biggest idiots of them all. I'm sorry. I'm being a little mean today. I apologize. I'm going to be nice. We're about to go back to your calls. I said I'd mention a few biometric articles, and we mentioned this yesterday. I have it in front of me. St. Petersburg Times. Have your thumb ready to ride the bus. Panala schools ponder a 2 million system that will require students to use their thumbprint to get on the bus. And again, the libraries are getting them, the school lunch lines, no cash. The Pinellas County School District is planning to implement a system to ensure the safety of students and school bus drivers, keeping track of kids and buses. And it says MDT, a versatile satellite mobile data terminal for dispatchers to send routing information to bus drivers, GST tracker, the global positioning system, tracking hardware, fingerprint identification, a device with fingerprint identification software. Driver will know immediately if a student is on the wrong bus. Accurate reports of rider statistics, lengthy driver's reports are eliminated. Administration will know which student is on which bus at any time. I remember 4 years ago, I had a little girl, the honor student on in D.C., who got off the bus one stop early to have a hamburger. She was a teenager. And she was arrested because they track you with cameras on the street corners, caught her getting off at the improper bus terminal. She was arrested. And that's the new system. Your child doesn't submit just properly. They put over 8 cameras on all the new city buses. They're digital here in Austin. And they're talking about thumb scanners to ride those. So you're starting to get the picture? So we've just got to thumb scan you, Sure, 5 years ago it was in nightmare science fiction movies. Now it's freedom. Yes. Yes. No more money needed. And our new leader, Jesus, the new world leader, who's come back with strength and military, and his prophet says it's good. Praise him. Praise him. It's already started, folks. It's already the church is starting to say, well, maybe this is what the Lord wants. I'm already seeing it, folks. This will be your new... And see, we'll be the heretics. We'll be the evil devils because we're against it. We're helping the terrorists because we won't go along with it, you see. You see. And we've got to render unto Caesar. This new system keeps our homeland safe. We've got our new Christian world leader. I'm not joking around about this. This is really what they're setting up. So there's that article, and here's one out of EU politics section. Biometric Big Brother to Watch EU plans to create a digital fingerprint database of EU passport applicants. And see, everybody has to have that to go country to country. Threat, all citizens and suspects, treats all citizens and suspects, say civil liberties campaigners. And it says the Brussels proposal, where they have the Beast, it's called the Beast Computer, by the way. You can type that in and get an AP article. The Beast system watches you. It's very Christian. To include digital biometric identifiers in all European passports and set a spark of argument over privacy rights. And by the way, this is a treaty with the UN. The U.S. is doing it, too. You just heard it was for foreigners coming into the U.S., remember? Oh, it's just for foreigners coming in. Oh, well, they have to thumb scan. Oh, but sorry, it's a global treaty. When you go to any country, you're starting to get it. And, oh, your driver's license facility does it too. And, oh, the grocery store does it. Oh, and the bank does it. And your children do it for, the library and buses and food. And, oh, and You're starting to get the picture. And, oh, we're all graded on our ID cards, what security level we have for what jobs we can have. And, oh. So you're starting to get it, folks. You know, there's this unreported news story, and it says Staples executive Paul Gaffney, vice president and chief information officer, states, "I think we Staples are probably about a year away from the point where an investment in RFID would pay benefits, but it's in something we are paying very close attention to because I personally believe it is something that we will fundamentally change retail." And it says, and the article says, "It seems like RFID may have already arrived at Staples. The photo below was taken by me and is of a pack of batteries purchased at Staples by someone I know personally." And it says, "To help in the identification, the photo below of some RFID tags," and it says it's from TI.com. Well, of course it's an RFID tag. It's a primitive, large, high-power transceiver. And, yeah, it's an RFID tag. Yes, I've seen these in almost everything for 4 years, 5 years. So, yes, it's RFID. There's also questions of, you know, well, is this RFID in the money when you put it in the microwave and it has tiny explosions at the same spot? Yes, it's admittedly RFID. They just call it an identification anti, what's the term they use? Counterfeiting device. You go, is that an RFID? No, it's an anti-counterfeiting device. Well, how does it work? Well, it emits and also can be scanned, the radio frequency. You know, it's like, are those cameras on the street corner for surveillance? And the Department of Transportation person says, no, we don't do law enforcement and surveillance. We just watch traffic. Then you ask the state police, oh, yes, it is for that. See, it's all lawyer answers. Okay, I'm going to stop ranting. I'm really out of control today. And I've literally got, as usual, about, oh, no exaggeration, 100 articles here. Who is up next here, call-wise, please? Who? Tim in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to know about the guy down in Arizona. I wanted to know what county in Texas was he arrested in.
Hello? I believe it was in Jim Hogg County.
Jim Hogg.
Yes, we really have counties called Jim Hogg.
Is that two G's or one?
I don't have a spell. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, because I call the state land person, and they're like, we don't have anything to do with that. We just deal with offshore or coastal or
well, yeah. If you call the Texas Railroad Commission, they're not going to have anything to do with something in a county.
No, this was the land commission people.
No, it's all tied together. Yeah.
So I was like, and I called Texas Referral, and they said I have to get a lawyer in that county to talk to you about what's going on with
you. Know, for those that just joined us that have no earthly idea what we're even talking about, Casey Nethercott, no criminal record, done nothing wrong, was down in South Texas with the French media, videotaping illegals coming across. They did nothing to him. That's admitted. He was arrested in Jim Hogg County, and the FBI got him, and then now he lives in Arizona. And the governor said under the Patriot Act he's being arrested with no charges, and he did turn himself in, I was told. So that's basically it. To talk about the Land Commission or the Texas Railroad Commission, which also deals with that, I mean, it has nothing.
Okay, can you spell his last name again?
You know, I don't have I don't have an article of Mr. Nethercott in front of me either. I don't have Jim Hogg County or Nethercott in front of me.
Nethercott?
Yes, Nethercott.
Okay, and also...
And your name's Tim.
Yes.
All right. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, who did we talk to about getting these cameras off the streets in Austin? Danny Thomas.
We supposedly run things, but the cameras and microphones are federally paid for, and they'll tell you they're for traffic, even as they admit they're beginning to use them for law enforcement, and you've got to demand that they remove them, and you've got to, get a city initiative going or a ballot initiative to have that happen.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Good to hear from you. Lewis in California. Lewis, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to chat with you just a second about this total sham that just took place on the floor of the Senate with all these globalists and internationalists.
Okay, be specific, please. I would ask the callers to be specific.
Yes, they made it look like it was a close vote on the two amendments, the three amendments to the gun liability bill. And
but why did you say the Florida Senate?
No. The United States Senate. They just voted two amendments, actually three, if you consider the off-duty police officers and the retired police officers being allowed.
Okay, let's be clear. You're saying they just voted pro for the gun-grabbing amendments in the gun-grab bill?
Exactly.
Okay, and you saw this on the news, or?
I was watching it on C-SPAN, the floor of the Senate, and they made it look like...
You just said Florida Senate again.
Floor of the Senate.
Oh, the floor. Yeah, I think your phone, maybe I got bad audio. Can you guys boost the audio to me, please? So, excuse me, you're saying the floor of the Senate. It sounds like the Florida Senate.
Yes, the United States senators made it look like that it was a close vote on the two gun-grabbing amendments, when in reality, a number of the gun-grabbing...
And so you notice in the new age... We'll stay there a little so you finish up. In the new age of conservatism, with the Republican Senate and House and Judiciary, Supreme Court, Executive, we don't just get the Clinton Law, we get more, and we're going to thank them. Thank you, NRA. Thank you. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I caught myself during the break. I'm extremely irritated and angry right now. It's not with you, the listeners. I'm watching total criminality, massive looting of the government. And they're saying that all these gun laws, these new gun laws, banning 80-plus new rifles and handguns, banning gun shows, that's what it does. The so-called gun show loophole. It bans Full Metal Jacket ammo, and that's how it's written. And basically, anything's illegal if you're, quote, using it in a crime, and then the crime is having a gun you're not supposed to have, and then, oh, you get life in prison. I mean, and the head of the NRA is marching around the floor of the Senate. You know, we've got video of them promoting all this. And when they pass it, the NRA will just kind of be mum on it. And you, I guess you people want to lose your guns. I mean, I love this country, and we're losing it all right now. Lewis, I mean, is this making you angry? You're saying you were just watching C-SPAN. I knew the vote was coming up today. And you watch these creatures pass these amendments.
Well, it's how phony it really is. If you're knowledgeable about who's up there in the Senate, they're making these things look like close votes because a number of the people that are anti-gun are voting the other way so that it will deliberately appear close. They made it look like a 57 to 46 vote and a 56 to 48 vote on the two anti-gun amendments this morning.
So the amendments, as we knew they would, went on in the Republican-controlled Senate. And then it will go on to the House, and Lord Bush will sign it, and we will thank him for his conservatism.
Yeah, they have enforced the so-called gun show loophole at all the gun shows I've been to in a number of states for some time.
Yeah, it's all by fiat. They're already just doing it. There's no law. They already do it.
Well, what really cracks me up, though, is how the globalists and internationalists, pretending to be Republicans and Democrats, are up there, many of them taking turns voting in the affirmative for the gun.
Hey, Lewis, there's people driving around right now in their SUVs in Texas who are going, well, I guess I am for gun control then. I like George W. They're not going to take the bumper sticker off. They love it. They'll turn their guns in. They love the death of America. They love the end of this country, Lewis.
Well, they're not going to vote against the armor-piercing ammunition for another couple of hours. But I can tell you, by just watching that sham on TV and watching how these people are...
The NRA is promoting the ammo ban. Something Bill Clinton tried and failed. Well, now Judas can get the job done. Thanks for the call, Lewis. Yeah, just watching the sham, you can tell they're going to pass it. I told you they're going to pass all this stuff, and I told you Bush is going to sign it. You just watch it happen, okay? And I know I'm liberal because I'm against it. I mean, it makes me sick. We'll come back and take more calls. We've got a guest coming up later in the next hour. Before I end this hour, I have made 10 films. I've written a book. I published a book. I'm pro-gun, pro-family, pro-border. And the films document the murdering terrorists that run the New World Order and expose their crimes publicly. You might want to get the videos and get them out to people and make copies of them and expose these killers before it's too late. We're real close right now, as you can see. So get the videos. They're $25.95 a piece. $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. My book's $12. Paul Watson's $19.95. Got some Tex Mars books, some Fritz Springmeier books, a lot of great other videos and stuff. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones. You write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can just sit there and listen to Rush Limbaugh and hear how conservative Bush is and turn your guns in. And turn your jobs over, and we'll line up for the prison camp, because that's where we're going. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.